15 years now since we started the Cook Community Classic back in Dunningham Park all those years ago. I hadn't been in the Parliament long and was working very closely with our local surf lifesaving clubs, the District Surf Lifesaving Council, and we were looking for a way where we could all work together to help charitable and sporting organisations right across the Shire with their fundraising efforts and lifting awareness of what they were doing in the community. And so we came up with this idea, which involved a major raffle and a major day, which the Classic is on this Sunday, where people could come, they could get exposed to all of these wonderful organisations that work in our community and raise money through the raffle and other activities. Over the years, we've held major gala balls and we've had, of course, the raffles and many other projects. And all up, we've raised over $1.5 million. So that's over $100,000 being raised every single year when we do this. And it all goes back into the local community organisations, programs like Response for Life and Civic and the Rotary Clubs and Enough is Enough and the District Girl Guides and the Men's Sheds and so on. And now, because the Cook community extends well beyond the Shire over into the St George area, we have a lot of participation from those groups as well. But the day of itself is always pretty much as it's been since the start. It's usually, particularly if the weather's great, a wonderful family day. There's lots of activities that are on. We have our swims, which start at 9 o'clock for the 1 kilometre swim. And that starts on the beach. And then we have a 2 kilometre swim at 10 a.m. And then we have the Battle of the Surf Clubs on the beach, and that's amongst all the nippers, and it's great to have all the families down and part of that. But there's the Reptile Man and all of those other great family fun events that will take place down there at Cronulla, and it'll be a wonderful day.
And do you get the old Speedos on and go for a swim yourself and take part?
I have in the past, but I won't be this year. I haven't been training as much. So when I was Prime Minister, it was actually quite a discipline I used to have, as I used to get in the pool. It was one of the few times I could sort of turn my brain off when I was and get a bit of a peace and quiet for about half an hour as I went up and down that black line. But I've been enjoying too much of a Shire life since the election and as a result of not being as disciplined in my swimming.
Much deserved much of time people. Off, and I'm sure your family loving that too.
Yeah, true. But it is a really great family day. I mean, my girls have been going down there with me since they were tiny, and now they're teenagers and they still want to come.
Yeah. How much are we hoping to raise this year for charity?
Oh, well, it's about the same each year. As I said, we've raised over $1.5 million over the 15 years. So, you know, we're clearing about $100,000 each year. And the way it works is when you buy those raffle tickets for the Cook Community Classic, and people would have seen that right across the community, whether it's the guides or the men's shed or the various other charitable or sporting clubs who are involved, every single dollar that you pay for in those tickets goes to those clubs. Because what we found at the outset is a lot of these organisations are quite small, and they can't go and get massive big raffle prizes or have the infrastructure to run big events like the Cook Classic. And so it works that the community organisations just become part of it. We provide, through my office in particular, and our sponsors who are great, IMB as it's known, it's the IMB Cook Community Classic. They've been there with us pretty much the whole way, as have Qantas and the AHA and Sydney Airport, Sylvania BMW, and the Ferris Group, Westfield, ANSTO, Delcorp. McDonald's have been a great supporter right from the start, and as has Quest, who are our raffle sponsors this year. So, look, we can do all that and bring all that together, and particularly as a Member of Parliament, I'm able to do that and in many other roles I've had. And we make that available to these community organisations to leverage off, and it helps them just do what they do each year without that additional burden of having to run around and organise those sorts of things.
Now, we're all starting to feel the pinch of cost of living, and I'm sure charities are feeling it too. Why is it now more than ever important to get behind events like this that give to charity?
What we saw during the pandemic and what have been some really difficult years, it has been those community organisations that in so many cases help people get through. That was the glue of the community. And I would say, of course, it's more important than ever, but I think that's always the case. And what I've always seen is that local member here is the strength and vibrancy of our of our local community, which is knitted together by people's involvement in these community, charitable and sporting organisations. It's the lifeblood of our community. And you know, people volunteer their time, they put the effort in to make this work. Now, they don't ask for much, but they do have costs and expenses and things that they need to be able to meet to keep these organisations going and keep the good work they're doing active in our community. So, you know, by helping them, you're helping yourself. You're helping our community be stronger. And we learned during the pandemic just how important a strong community was, because here in the Shire and in the St George area, that helped us get through. And that's why you've got to keep investing in these things to ensure that they're in the good seasons and bad.
Aside from the IMB Cook Community Classic, as our local member here for Cook, you do a lot for our community, including honouring local volunteers, as you did on the weekend just passed at the 2022 Cook Community Awards. How important is it for you to recognise local volunteers?
Oh, it's hard to identify a more important task, because as part of this community, I know just how vital our life is here in the Shire and in the St George area, how much it depends on the vibrancies of our community. I mean, governments are important. Don't get me wrong; they have a role to play, but they're not the community. And I think we've always understood in Southern Sydney is, you know, that's where the strength of our community lies. It's in those volunteers. It's in those who are a part of our community and making it a stronger and better place. So that's why I've always, from the outset, you know, it's been 15 years since I was first elected, where our biggest priority is really being to support and to affirm and encourage and do everything we can to keep the vibrancy of those local community organisations present and active and going forward. And, you know, I can speak quite strongly to their health and well-being. They've come through some of the hardest times we've seen, and they've done so with flying colours. So that remains, you know, if we want a stronger community, well, the place to start is your participation in it. And that's what these community organisations enable.
Federal Member for Cook, Scott Morrison, an absolute pleasure talking to you today. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for what you do for the Shire. And I look forward to seeing you down at the IMB Cook Community Classic this weekend.
Well, thanks a lot, Troy. Look forward to seeing everybody there, and hopefully the weather will be great. If it's as good as we've seen on some of recent weekends, it should be an absolutely cracking day.